بينهما مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. حضرت نعمان بن بشیر رضی اللہ عنہ, he says that I heard رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saying that verily halal is clear and verily haram is also clear, وَبَيْنَهُمَا مُشْتَبِهَات, and between them is doubtful things. لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, such doubtful things that many people don't know about them, they don't have much knowledge about them. So what should we do in a situation like this? فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبْهَاتِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ, that person who stays away from these doubtful areas. You got halal that is very clear on one side, you got haram that is very clear, and between it you got those doubtful areas. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that person that stays away from those doubtful areas, اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ, this person has protected his deen and he has protected his respect. Two things he has protected just by staying away from doubtful things. As far as hadith is concerned, the Imam Abu Dawud, sahab rahmatullah alayhi, the author of the hadith kitab, famous hadith kitab Abu Dawud Sharif, he says, I wrote down 500,000 hadith. Imagine what a beautiful memory he had. 500,000 hadith. And from these 500,000 hadith, I chose 4,800 for my kitab Abu Dawud Sharif. And then he says, from there are four hadiths. If a person practice on these four hadiths, it is enough for his deen. It's enough. And from those four hadiths, this is one of the hadiths. So you can imagine how great this hadith, how powerful the effect of this hadith is. So he says that the Father Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, وَمَنْ وَقَعَ الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ, that person that is going to delve in doubtful areas, eventually he is going to end up in haram. So in other words, don't even go in doubtful areas. كَالرَّعِي يَرْعَى مِنْ حَوْلَ الْحِمَىٰ يُوشِكُ أَن يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives an example. In those days, they would have a royal pasture. Royal pasture meaning private property, that area only for the animals of the king to graze in. If the other areas, the other public can use, get the animals to graze, but the royal pasture is where the king, the animals for the kingdom, they graze in, and nobody else's animals allowed to go there. Obviously for many different reasons, one is for security purposes, the other is for maintenance purpose, and the other is for some type of control. So they used to have royal pastures, and it was known that these are the pastures that is for the animals only of the king, it's not for everyone else. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving an example, is like that shepherd, that he's taking his animals close to that area of the royal pastures. He's taking his animals so close, يُوشِكُ أَن يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ, that it is very soon, it is very likely that his animals are going to cross that point and end up in that royal pastures also. Because why? They went so close to that thing that was made haram for them. That area was made haram for them. There was no need to take the animals so close to that haram area. So he has taken his animals so close, his animals eventually ended up there. So if we are going to go close to haram into doubtful areas, eventually we're going to end up in haram. Ala wa inna li kulli malikin hima, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, for every king there is a royal pasture. Wa ala wa inna himallahi maharimuhu, and that royal pasture and that spot that is haram, then that spot that is haram for us is those things that Allah Pak has made haram. In other words, that is the royal pasture, that is that sacred land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't cross and go into that. Allah Pak has made it haram for us. We can't go there. It's like how these animals can't go into that royal pasture. Allah wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan ila saluhat saluhal jasadu kullu. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to us that verily in the body it is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is correct, then the whole body is correct. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, and if this piece of flesh is incorrect, then the whole body is spoiled. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that what is this piece of flesh? This piece of flesh is the heart. If the heart is clean, the heart is correct, automatically a person's thinking would be correct. Automatically a person's actions would be correct. What comes out from his mouth will be correct because his heart is good. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning us. That get the time, get this right. If this comes right, everything else comes right. And as far as the shubuhat and this doubtful areas are concerned, ulama explained, especially in our time and our age, this is something that we should try and focus on. There's so many things that are halal. Sometimes the person wants to on the radio, he hears a nasheed in the back, he can hear like some drums and some music. He's not sure, is this thing permissible or not permissible? He should just change it and play something that is 100% on Nath Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, some pious person. There's no doubt in that. Anybody's got any doubt in that? So he leaves that doubtful area and he goes to that area which is not doubtful. How can he even eventually end up in haram? So a person like that now, he's not sure of video or not video, what should I do? He's in a doubtful area, let me listen to an audio. So he listens to one bayan, there's no doubt in that. So therefore anything, we just ask ourselves, is there any doubt? The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that if there's doubt, stay out. So then why do we want to go into those doubtful areas? If we go there, we're going to end up in haram. A man has gone overseas, he wants to buy something, now he's not sure that this is a Muslim country, but I'm not sure whether the meat that is coming is imported, not imported. Then he must buy fish. Anybody's got any doubt in fish? Or a person, he buys vegetables and he eats some vegetables, there's no doubt. So such a beautiful example, such a beautiful principle Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, that anywhere in any situation where you find yourself doubt, remember halal is clear, haram is clear. Go and stay in the clear area of halal, don't even go near that haram, a person will be safe. Yesterday I was reading one nice Urdu saying, to show us that how limited our intelligence is. That if we're going to try and deliberate and think, now is this halal, is this haram, we start deliberating instead of just staying on what is clear. So this Urdu saying was, insan ki samaj kami ayar bas itna hai. The intelligence and understanding of insan is so limited. Agar janwar ko kaha jaye to wo naraz hota hai. Call a person an animal, he gets very angry. Agar sher ko kaha jaye to wo bahut khush hota hai. Call him a lion and suddenly he gets very happy. Hey, calling me a lion. Halanke wo sher bhi janwar hai. Even though that lion is also an animal. But all you did, instead of calling him animal, you call him lion. So now his thinking is so limited that you just change the word animal to lion. Even though now if you look at it, that lion is also an animal. You call him the same thing. But call him janwar, he gets angry. Call him sher, he gets happy. So this poet is saying that our thinking is so limited, we can't even think beyond words. So where can we try and decipher what is the reason and what is the hikmat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to go here and want us to do that. We should just accept and just follow, because our thinking is very shallow. This is coming directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.